This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the DJV program. This is a place where happy people come to be happier most of the time. I'm not here to necessarily please everybody, and neither are the ladies. We're here to tell you where the world is going, maybe what to think about it from our perspective, not what you should think. You're living your own life, so figure it out. If you don't have opinions, though, that will probably spell trouble, because it's hard to live in this world without having opinions, one way or the other. The thing is that we are really interested in respecting those opinions, those things that come into your mind, and you want to have some control over them. So with that, there are always interesting stories. One of the things I like to focus on, the ladies know that, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, is that we like to find the good news, and there is some. Good news for people who are vets, and then there's good news for wildlife. Let's get to the vets first, though, Jen. What do you say?
All right, let's start with the vets. There are hundreds of millions of dollars in federal student loan debt that's owed by tens of thousands of disabled military veterans that will be erased under a directive from President Trump's administration. He signed it on Wednesday. Trump ordered the Education Department to eliminate every penny of federal student loan debt owed by American veterans who are completely and permanently disabled. Trump said that they won't have to pay federal income tax on the forgiven debt, and called on states to waive their taxes on the loans, too.
You said it was an executive order?
Executive order. He can't obviously make the states that they live in forgive the debt, but he's asking those states to forgive the debt for the state taxes. Trump said that they won't have to pay a federal income tax, and he said America owes its heroes a supreme debt of gratitude. His announcement at the AMVETS National Convention in Louisville got a loud reaction from the crowd of more than 2,500 veterans. He signed the directive after he addressed the gathering. Only about half of 50,000 disabled veterans who qualify to have their federal loan debt forgiven have received the benefit. The administration said that that's a burden. It's because of the burdensome application process. This document directs the government to develop an expedited process so veterans can have debt discharged with minimal burdens. The action, on average, will wipe out $30,000 in debt owed by more than 25,000 eligible veterans. President Trump called them all incredible people who made the ultimate sacrifice in many ways for our nation, and he said the debt is now going to be gone forever. So some good news for those who did make a big sacrifice for our country.
This is the focus that ought to be for people that have been put actually into harm's way and have been harmed, lose a limb, lose some kind of mental or physical capacity. Those are the people that we ought to be taking care of. You can examine why we're doing it or how we're involved in a different conversation. But these people have stepped up to the plate. They have done what we've asked them to do. Even if they volunteered, they deserve support. The veterans treatment centers in this country suck for the most part. Some of them are okay, just okay, but most of them are. And so when it comes to draining the swamp, in a manner of speaking, this is a way around. The reason I asked about the executive order, Jennifer, is because it would seem to me if politicians had any brains at all, most of them, they'd want to get in on this. They'd want it. Somebody should have initiated this if they had any brains, either in the Senate or the House or both, so that there would have been a uniform act that men and women who are in a position of responsibility could be held accountable for. I'd like to see if somebody voted against this, he was my congressman, I'd vote against him or her. And that's the kind of thing. This is what I mean when we talk about accountability of the people who are there supposedly doing your bidding. Why does Trump have to do this on his own? Did he run this up the flagpole with the Congress and they said, we'll work on it, but maybe. And they're so damn slow about fixing or doing anything that seems to be in the general greater public interest. Good. Good for Trump and good for fixing this. So here's the next good bit. This is good news for wildlife. Comes from your fabulous state of California, Jen Jen. The Los Angeles... It's not exactly... The highways in not just Los Angeles, but in California, not exactly conducive for allowing the native population, that is, lions, whatever, bears, any kind of natural, the residents of the area before we put the roads in. Let's put it that way. And so because a lot of these animals get run over by trucks and cars as they try to cross the highway, apparently California is going to build a crossing for mountain lions and other animals. I'm wondering who's going to teach them how to use it, though.
Right. This is over the 101 freeway, which is one of the biggest arteries through San Fernando Valley.
Huge.
Through the state. Yeah. It's always crowded. There's a lot of traffic. People would actually like to see this road widened to accommodate the amount of cars. Instead, the state of California is spending millions of dollars to create this
87
overpass.
Million. Yeah, right.
$87 million. Dollars. Now, I want to protect the animals. I can't stand seeing animals hit on the side of the road. But I don't know how you're going to convince a lion to use an $87 million bridge.
Where's the sign for the lion? Use the bridges that way.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they know how to communicate with the lion's den. I don't know.
Well, the rendering that I saw of it looks pretty self-explanatory. It's just like a continuation of open land that they just happen
get
to
that.
Walk over the
but
highway.
Along the length of the highway where these animals are is probably 40, 45 miles. That was the point I was making, Victoria. Knowing
how
the area,
to know that bridge is.
How do you
up,
know
right?
that the bridge is up there, either in Calabasas or maybe in Thousand Oaks or wherever it is? Who's going to know that it's there? I think this. It would be good for all the coyotes or the lizards or snake or whatever, whoever wants to go on the other side of the highway.
Whoever living by Agoura Road will see that there's a crossing there. But if you're down by Canaan, if you're a lion that lives in the area of Canaan, are you going to be able to figure out that there's a bridge?
Where's
so that's
bridge?
Yeah. I don't know. $87 million is a lot. If it works, great.
Well,
but
yeah, but it's an interesting. I don't know that we've ever heard a story like this. This is so
Welcome
California.
To California.
I think they said it is the first of its kind. Yeah. So that's probably why we've never heard of it before. But, but this is safer for motorists, too. You know, look at the damage just hitting a small deer can do to your car.
Had,
imagine hitting a mountain lion.
Mary, who works for me on the farm, runs the ice cream bus stuff, driving back to her home a couple of 3 weeks ago. On 140, which is a two-lane highway, the deer jumped right onto her car, smashed the right-hand side, didn't get the windshield, but smashed the right-hand side, the fender, lights, the bumper, all destroyed. And it's so startling, having had that experience myself. I was driving to the radio station that I was on, that was in 1980, it was an 88 Saab. So I'm just trying to think of where the heck I was. Anyway, I'm driving down the road, and it's after a snowstorm, it's a big one, and so the sides of the highway have drifts that are 4 or 5 feet high. And it's nighttime, and bingo, or it's morning, early in the morning, actually, dark. So this deer jumps over the snowbank and onto my car directly. Its foot came through the windshield.
Oh.
And made a complete mess of it. I got rid of the car. And it was one of my favorites. It was a fabulous. It was a Saab 9000. A lot of fun to drive.
It's so funny because one of my friends had a Saab 9000, and she also hit a deer. But
really?
The way that she hit it, she didn't even know she hit anything. And when she took it to the mechanic, the whole front end was crumpled in, but she didn't even feel anything. And the guy said to her, he's like, you know what? He goes, if you were driving a different car, he goes, this would have been a very different scenario.
Yeah,
he said, the fact that your car was so well built. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were great cars.
They were great cars. They really were. It was a great car. Meanwhile, where are we? Oh, up next, what's going on near Area 51? We better find out what's going on there right after this. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
So have you ever heard it said that you don't really realize what you have until it's gone? I saw a picture of myself from over a year ago on social media, and seeing the progress that I've made felt great. I'm Phil, and I'm achieving my goals of losing weight and improving my health with Calitrin. I've lost 60 pounds, and it's helping me sleep better at night. Calitrin, it's science-based with 20 years of results, a safe, natural, and healthy way to lose weight without caffeine or stimulants. It's actually good for you. It gives your body back what it needs, and you're losing weight at a slow, steady pace, so you actually keep the weight off that you do lose. And the best part is, you enjoy all of the same foods you've always loved with your family and friends. And Calitrin, it doesn't interfere with any medications. Now, if you've got any questions about the product at all, you can call my friends there. They have live representatives who answer the phone, and they're always happy to talk with you. It's 833-TOP-LOSS or online. It's TopLoss.com. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, for those of you who are fascinated with what's going on in Area 51, the town around Area 51 is Rachel, some people pronounce it Rachel, Nevada. 50 people live there, and most of them are all UFO enthusiasts. You'll recall, I think we talked about this last week, Facebook, you can see on Facebook an invitation urging people who live there to storm Area 51 on September the 20th. So more and more people are paying more and more attention to this sort of thing. Interesting about this town, there isn't a gas station in it, there's no grocery store, there's nothing, actually, except people, the 50 people who live there. And that's
and 2
design.
Million guests on the way.
Yes, right, exactly. So this should be, I could figure out how to broadcast from there. I might do it myself, go out in the middle of the night and see what's what. It's fascinating and actually profound to think about how something like this captures so many people's imagination, thinking that it's really real. We know, we think we know, that the government holds out a lot of stuff from us. And this is one example, the worst kept secret. But yet, the government doesn't do anything to say, oh, come on, we're just joshing you. No, they take it seriously. You can't, come on, this is federal property. And I always laugh at that. No trespassing, federal property. Federal property comes from me. I paid for it. I'm a taxpayer. I want to have access to all federal property. How dare you? Let's issue an executive order. Everybody on for that? Doug,
sure.
Executive order number one, 21 after the hour.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We'll turn that bottle up and drink it, crank that jukebox up and hank it, bartend, for another round. Here's to our best, bad decision, situation, no convention, so our memories we all need to drown. So fill your cup and raise it up, jump in and join the club and float this whiskey river reservoir. We're gonna spend the weekend in the deep end of a dive.
Dive. Garth Brooks receiving the inaugural George H.W. Bush Points of Light Award for caring and compassion from the global nonprofit foundation named in honor of the 41st president. Neil Bush, the son, said, "Garth is one of our generation's true singer and songwriter legend. My father always admired the way Garth used his visibility to support and lift up those in need. And much like my father, Garth is a true humanitarian whose generosity comes from his empathetic compassion for others." The Bushes were big country fans. If you didn't know that, the father liked country music more than anything else, listened to it all the time. So Garth is going to receive this award during the Points of Light, a gala on the 26th of next month at the Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum in New York City. An event that will feature honorary chairs, former Presidents George Bush, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama be together that night. The fact that this award is a reflection of 41, his beloved Barbara, and the work they believed in is the greatest honor, said Brooks. He also said an award is only as good as its recipient. My hope and goal is to make the Bush family and the honorary chairs proud that Garth Brooks is the first name on the award for caring and compassion. So if you look at his charitable efforts over the years, I go back to 1999, he co-founded the Teammates for Kids Foundation, which converts 5,000 professional athlete sports stats into dollars for children's charities focused on health and education and inner-city outreach programs. He, Garth, and his wife, Tricia, have volunteered on home-building projects for Habitat for Humanity for more than a decade. That's where he got to meet Jimmy Carter, because Jimmy Carter is still doing that.
He swings a hammer every once in a while.
Yeah, he does.
I love that.
I think he put, in a way, Habitat for Humanity on the map.
Jimmy Carter did.
Yep. In many ways. So, good. Good for them. Be interesting to see. I always like it when the presidents get together to see how, Does Trump go to this? Is the current president or just the former president?
I think it's just because it's a private foundation, so yeah, I think it's right. Just the other guys are honorary chairs, so
yeah,
maybe right. Trump will be added to that in the future, yeah. I don't know.
Later on, yep. Next up, musically, here on our DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara, Carrie Underwood, back in the spotlight again, officially set to return to the opening theme song of Sunday Night Football. This time, Joan Jett is going to join her on Waiting All Day for Sunday Night. There's a preview of the song and video airing during the broadcast this weekend, ahead of the full opener, which will arrive in, I guess, all of them. The first game that's in the season is the Patriots versus the Steelers on September 8th, right? So this video was shot in Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Marks the first time in 14 years it was shot inside of a stadium itself. NFL players taking part in the video as well. Underwood went to executives with the idea to invite Joan Jett to join. Actually, this isn't the first time that Underwood and Jett have teamed up together. Last month, the two of them sang a medley of classic rock hits at the CMA Festival.
That was apparently really good. My parents saw that and just loved both of them together.
Really?
Well, they've got strong voices, both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joan Jett's 1988 song, I Hate Myself for Loving You, inspired the NFL theme, which was used as the intro to the, well, it's all the way from 2006 to 2015, performances by Pink, Faith Hill, and also Carrie Underwood, too. So that's that story, 28 after the hour.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Having recently dropped out of the Democratic presidential fray, former 2020 White House hopeful and previously Colorado's governor John Hickenlooper has released a video this morning saying he's now going to challenge Republican Colorado U.S. Senator Cory Gardner for that seat.
I'm not done fighting for the people of Colorado. I'm John Hickenlooper, candidate for United States Senate. I approve this message, and I hope you'll join me in this campaign.
An L.A. County Sheriff's deputy is in a hospital as investigators are looking for a possible sniper who shot him yesterday from a 4-story building, hitting his bulletproof vest. The 21-year-old trainee shot while he was in the parking lot of the County Sheriff's Department in Lancaster. That's about an hour north of Los Angeles. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good day. How do you do? Nice place to work, this is. That's my Yoda act for the day. Yeah, look around. Think about your own circumstance, your own job. Can you make it better? Not just for you, but the other people you work with. It's something maybe to aspire to. I know all the ladies who are here with me always are trying to make it better, make me better. And so for that, round of applause, ladies. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
We need a studio audience, I think.
Never done of that. Yes, that would be nice. So now that we have introduced you to this half hour, I did say it was 34 after, I think, time for us to figure a couple of things out. I understand that the Titanic is still at the bottom of the ocean. Is that true, Victoria?
It is, but it is trending. You never would have thought that in 2019, but the reason it's trending is because the RMS Titanic was visited by divers for the first time in 14 years. And basically they wanted to see what the condition of the wreck is in. It's 107 years old now. And so they had all kinds of special cameras. They had 4K footage to see what it looks like now. They also are having, they're using virtual reality technology, augmented reality, and to kind of get a real full scope of the current condition of this incredibly storied ship at this point. It's just the stuff of legend. And now, unfortunately, they did discover something negative after a series of 5 dives were completed this month by the exploration team from Triton Submarines. This is 370 miles south of Newfoundland, Canada, and 4,000 meters below the surface. They found that the wreck is essentially being swallowed up by the ocean floor, and it's being ravaged by metal-eating bacteria. So they're trying to map all of it and take as many images as possible now, because they really don't know how long it's going to be there. It's eventually probably just going to disintegrate completely. And so this sank
in 19... Metal-eating bacteria?
Yeah.
What kind of a creepy movie is that going to create?
I know, right?
Metal
I
at the bottom of the ocean. You realize what the pressure is at that level, the sea pressure?
Yeah.
That's a mile down in the water. The pressure is unbelievable. So these, and, you know, you think when you look at pictures of stuff that has been sunk, it's usually covered with the usual, the sort of thing you see in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Like
plankton and all kinds of, you know, seaweed and things.
Yeah.
It essentially, any type of structure that goes into, whether it's an oil rig in modern day or a sunken ship, they become a brand new ecosystem for, you know, for life down there. So they actually say that the footage that they've just grabbed is going to be part of a new documentary by Atlantic Productions. And so they're showing the effects of salt corrosion, again, the metal-eating bacteria, and then the deep current action that's decomposing the ship. And so they really, I think it's super informative. I think, you know, I loved, one of my favorite parts of the movie Titanic were the actual scenes when James Cameron went down with the dive team, and they actually used footage of the real dive to see the real ship. I thought that was just so fascinating. So it sunk in 1912.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long time ago.
And it's, you know, when you compare it to the size, it was called the Titanic because it was the biggest ship ever to sail. But when you compare the size of it to what is basically
Royal Caribbean, blows it away
ship,
now.
Right, the cruise liners of today.
The Disney cruise towers over it.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I don't know how I feel about that, but...
All right, here's a couple of things that are related to the whole problem of immigration, which I think is still, if not our number one problem, is right up there. The administration announcing a new rule that allows the people in the Border Patrol to detain migrant families for longer periods. The rule replaces the Flores Settlement Agreement, which says the government can only detain migrant children for 20 days. New regulation removes that limit. Why is it that I guess I don't understand why the 20-day limit was put in effect in the first place, and why this is important now in terms of why do we change the rule? Why was the rule put in place? Maybe that's obvious to some people. I don't necessarily. I find this whole thing very frustrating, and it's so confusing because on one hand we have a focus on this sort of thing with regard to immigration and the wall and all that other stuff. And then you learn about, I never knew this. Did you ladies know that a couple of thousand migrants who have come up here seeking to settle gave up and have been given free rides home under a program funded by the government and run by...
Send them all home, free rides.
But this is the Assisted Voluntary Return Program. It pays for flights, private charters, and 2,170 migrants who apparently never even reached the border, or there are some who were detained after crossing the border and sent back to Mexico to await hearings. They were offered the opportunity to fly back to where they came from, and they took the opportunity, and most of them flew out of the El Paso airport back to, I think Guatemala, if I'm not mistaken. But I never knew of this before. I know that we've heard a lot about people being sent back.
It's cheaper to do that than it is to try to figure out what to do once they're here. The thing with the Flores ruling happened, I think it was under George W. Bush, I think. And the Flores ruling said that if you're
97,
So it would have been Clinton. Okay. So if you're taking in kids under 18, that you can only keep them in custody for 20 days. So that caused, that's multiple administrations. Obama administration will tell you that this was what caused them to do family separations, because when you have a family that comes in with a minor in custody, you have to either separate them and let the kid go and keep the family, keep the adults, or you have to do catch and release, basically, which is, oh, we gotcha, and then release them out into the public, hoping that they return for their court date. And well over half, I think 60, almost 70% don't come back for their court date. They just kind of disappear. And so this is what the government can't get around, is what do we do? So the Trump administration is saying, look, let's keep families together, expedite the process so that they can go through the court system and keep them together instead of separating them. And so that's why they're trying to change this law.
Got it. In a moment, our focus is going to be on those of you, those of us, who may be showing signs of having a stroke. This is a great piece, I think a great public service, if I do say so myself, for people of all ages. So let's get into it right after this.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Nearly half of all Americans know someone who's affected by opioids. But according to the U.S. Surgeon General, only about a quarter of those with an opioid addiction get the treatment they need. All too often, it is the stigma and undeserving shame of opioid addiction that forces people to remain silent rather than seek help. In an effort to address the opioid epidemic and combat this stigma, Facebook, in partnership for Drug-Free Kids and Center on Addiction, created Stop Opioid Silence, a national public awareness campaign aimed at inspiring people to break the silence and share their stories with each other, a medical professional, or family and friends. Marsha Lee Taylor is the Executive Vice President of External and Government Relations at Center on Addiction.
Our goal is to help those struggling with opioid addiction understand that they're not alone and that there are ways to find help and support.
Visit StopOpioidSilence.org and click Message for Help.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy. And, you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
43 after the hour now in the DJV program. I said this is an important conversation because I believe that there are a lot of people in this country who don't recognize signs of a stroke. My father died after having a stroke. He was 91, but he'd had a couple of them before. And I wished I'd have had some of the information that I think we're going to glean here from Dr. Adam Barnathan and his wife, Lauren. Dr. Barnathan is a physician, emergency medicine, St. Anthony's Hospital, and his wife, Lauren, was 30 years old, someone very active physically, and they were not married at the time, but he was with her as her fiancé, and she went into, as a speech pathologist, I think it's a pretty interesting story. She works with people who have had strokes. So let's start with you, Lauren, if we can. What happened the day you had your stroke? How old were you?
Hi, good morning. I was 30 years old. I was partaking in my regular gym routine, and which consisted of some high-intensity interval exercises. I did have some visual changes, which as a speech pathologist and in the healthcare industry, I was a little worried about to begin with. So I finished my workout. I called my husband, let him know what was going on. The symptoms resolved, and I went home. Once I got home, kind of went about my normal routine, and it wasn't until later that night that we were actually going to sleep that I started to have some erratic movements in my sleep, and then, of course, my husband turned on the light and clearly recognized that I was having a stroke. I had the facial droop, the slurred speech, and so he immediately sprung into action.
Mm-hmm. So, Doctor, what symptoms, can you explain a little more thoroughly what Lauren was just describing, what was going on when she woke up?
Yeah, so like Lauren said, she, you know, it was plainly obvious to me, and it probably would have been obvious to anyone who was looking at her, but to her, she had no idea that these things were going on at the time, which is why it's so important to recognize the symptoms. So she kind of had all the symptoms we kind of talk about for public service, and it's be fast. She had no balance. Her eyes were deviated to the right. She had a facial droop. Her left arm and her left leg were weak.
and she had slurred speech, and then, you know, the T, of course, for time, so immediately I called 911 and got her there.
So, Lauren, back to you. When you think about your, you describe your life, your lifestyle, you're in great shape, so what are you thinking? You're told by a doctor that you had a stroke. You were young and healthy, so what in the world is going on?
Yeah, no, exactly. I remember being in the CT scanner, and they were, you know, reading the results of my CAT scan, and I do have memory of the situation, but I just remember calling out for Adam. I'm like, I don't need treatment. I'm fine. I don't know what's going on. I don't need any of this. And I was in complete denial. And, of course, you know, I have the advantage slash disadvantage of being in the medical field. So I'm understanding the terminology, and I'm just in complete shock. Ignorance was bliss at that point for me. I couldn't believe it. I'm 30 years old. I'm in good shape. I work in healthcare. And, I mean, it was unbelievable.
Mm. So, Adam, this is a general warning for everybody. Acting with urgency. There's some people who say you should take an aspirin when you have signs of a stroke. Is that, do you think that's true or good advice?
I wouldn't recommend taking any medication, aspirin included. You know, your doctor may decide what treatment's best for you when you get to the hospital, but the best thing you could do for anyone who you're thinking could have a stroke is just call 911 and get them to the hospital. Because anybody of any age can have a stroke. We see it all the time in the emergency department, young people, older people, males, females. It doesn't matter. Stroke has no bias. Stroke could strike at any time. And the biggest barrier is people don't want to feel silly for coming into the emergency department. They don't want to feel like, well, I'm 25. How could I be having a stroke? But it's better to overreact. It's better to err on the side of caution. It's better to just get to the hospital, and you know, nobody is going to think you're ridiculous. I'd rather see 100 people who are overreacting than one person who underreacted.
What causes this, Adam?
There are two different types of strokes when we think about, you know, the strokes, the common strokes. There's the embolic stroke, which is a blood clot that travels to the brain, and that blocks blood flow and causes cells in your brain to die, and that's the classic stroke that we think of. And then that's about 90% of them, and then there's about 10% of them are hemorrhagic strokes. So those are the that's when you have bleeding into the brain itself, and those could present similarly, and both are strokes, and both need treatment.
Yeah, Lauren, working with stroke survivors, what has this done to the way you work with people? Your own experience.
Oh wow, it's completely changed the way that I practice. I'm more empathetic to patients. You know, I really understand what they're going through, whether it be, you know, getting lab draws. But I think more or less I get more buy-in from my patients. You know, some of the treatments that we recommend seem a little silly to those, but I say, listen, I've been through it. I've done it myself. And I find that I get a lot more buy-in. It's completely changed the way I'm practice. I'm less conservative with regard to some of my recommendations, because I'm like, listen, this happened to me and I was fine. And, you know, it's just been wonderful, and it's really helped me connect with a lot of people, and as well as having them connect with support groups following their discharge in the community.
Every 10 minutes, this happens so frequently. There are so many cases around the country. You really all need to, everybody needs to go to strokeawareness.com. That's strokeawareness.com to see the 10 signs and symptoms of a stroke, so you don't have the same experience that Lauren did. Thank you to both of you, Dr. Adam and Lauren Barnathan here.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonies testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When that cry goes out, I always think of my famous friend, world-famous cardiologist, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who continues to amaze us with his overview, his understanding of what's going on in the world of science and medicine. Dr. Ken takes great pain going through a lot of the medical journals every week to find out and to give you access to information that may help save your life, make your life better, et cetera, et cetera. So a couple of more of these things as we continue down that path. We talk frequently about vaping and what it does and how it works and who's doing it. It appears, look at any number of studies, Ken, younger and younger people are doing this to start a smoking routine, whereas older people are using vaping supposedly to get off of their smoking routine, but looks like there are some, I think we thought that there were side effects, but this looks like a pretty dangerous side effect. What do you got?
Exactly. Doug, add another health risk to the use of e-cigarettes. Vaping instantly stiffens and tightens your blood vessels. Even e-cigarettes without nicotine cause a short-lived drop in blood vessel function, and this is reported this week in the medical journal Radiology. E-liquids contain chemical substances and the ultrafine particles that are toxic and carcinogenic to the human body.
So this kind of stuff not normally delivered into your body. Is there another way other than smoking directly that any or all of this stuff could become a part of what gets into your body? Is there nothing else that equals the ingredients in these vaping machines, if that's what you want to call them, right?
Exactly. They're just not a good idea. And so many of the people who use them...
But you can't convince kids who are your daughter's age and younger...
They're so interested in the environment and keeping it clean and healthy and the air clean, and you see these clouds that they create when they do it. I don't understand it.
All right, let's talk about this study of smoking and what it does to your heart, blood vessels, that sort of thing, and how long if you stop smoking. You know, a lot of people say when you stop smoking, the immediate benefits to your lungs, because the lung can clean them out. Blood vessels, apparently not the same, right?
So when does heart health, Doug, return to normal after quitting smoking? This is a report out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week. Very important. So the effects of smoking start to fade as soon as a smoker quits. But the news this week is that the effects of the habit, they can persist for a decade or more after quitting. People who smoke about a pack of cigarettes a day for 20 years have a higher risk of cardiovascular disease, Doug, for 10 to 15 years after they quit than those who never smoked.
You know what amazes me is looking at some of these people. There's more and more smoking creeping into movies again and some television shows. The show City on the Hill about Boston, with a lot of people smoking in it.
Not cool.
No, I saw the preview for that Scorsese movie that's out, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio are puffing away, sucking. It's like they're sucking on these things. And you wonder what impact that has on younger people who are watching these movies. That was the whole thing before when it got sort of outlawed unofficially on television and in movies, because it wasn't, you know, it's not good. So it seems to be creeping back in. But smoking, my God, watching what it did to my mother, dying at the age of 50, takes my breath away thinking about it. Dr. Ken and Doug here on the focus is always on our health. Here's a tidbit from a company called Sierracil, which has created Joint Formula 14. It's a game changer if you have aches and pains. There are people all around the country who have back problems and knee problems and ankle problems and shoulder problems. So if you have all of those in 14 days, they can be gone, poof. So what are you waiting for? You can receive a bottle of Joint Formula 14 by either calling 877-743-7720, or you can go online. It's an easy way because you learn a lot about the aches and pains, what causes them, and how you can eliminate them with Joint Formula 14. Go to the website achefree.live. Achefree.live. Use the DJV code. Get 50% off the retail price of Joint Formula 14. So try it now. Use it for 2 weeks. Doesn't do you any good. Send it back. Get your money back. That's achefree.live for the 50% offer. It's a great way to just kiss those aches and pains goodbye. Ask about the same treatment for your dog, too, at achefree.live.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.